Jason Morgan is currently a Washtenaw County Commissioner, but spent several years working for John Dingell and Debbie, actually, as District Director. Thank you for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's good to be with you.
2 years?
Yes, probably 2 to 3 years between the two of them, but you kind of always work for the Dingells when you work for them.
You kind of become family? Is that
yes, right? Once you work for the Dingells, you're kind of always part of the Dingell family.
Why is that?
You know, I think there's just something about John and Debbie where they just bring you in. I mean, you get so close, you spend so much time together, and they have a long list of former Dingell staffers who are constantly in touch with them and constantly in touch with each other, and it's I think a really nice thing.
What were your duties when you worked for them?
Oh gosh, what weren't they? My first role working for them was as a field representative for Washtenaw County, and this is when I first moved to Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County. My job was to know everything and everyone that was happening in the county and to make sure that Mr. Dingell was doing everything he could to be supportive of the community.
In that capacity, though, I understand you spend a lot of time maybe at home with him or driving him around?
Yes. So there are. So I spent a lot of time in the car with him. We would have very long days, usually starting at 7 or 8 in the morning, going till 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And so that resulted in a lot of car time and a lot of really interesting conversations with him.
Were you driving Mr. Dingell?
Yes, I was driving Mr. Dingell.
So you can write your own book.
Yes, I think pretty much every staffer who spent that much time with Mr. Dingell could write a book just about the knowledge and the wisdom and the fun stories that he shared with us over that time.
So you would pick him up, he'd get in the car, and what would he say, or how would the conversation go?
Yeah, you'd pick him up. Usually he'd get in the car and say, all right, what are we doing today? And you'd sort of brief him on the day, and he'd say, okay, what do I need to know, as in what's happening in the community? And we'd talk for a while, and he'd ask for your opinion on a few things, and that was sort of how we started every day.
What did you feel he was most passionate about?
You know, I think he was just the most passionate about doing whatever he felt like his constituents needed in the district. So every meeting we'd go to, every person we'd talk with, his biggest question was, what can I do to help you? And I've never worked for someone prior to that who did that, particularly as a member of Congress. I mean, people are usually asking members of Congress for things all the time, but I just thought it was very unique that he was always asking them what he could do for them. And that's just what he was passionate about. He was passionate about helping people and helping his district.
And you spent some time with him in their home as well?
Yes. Occasionally I'd go stay with him over in Dearborn after I was finished working for him. And actually I had to stay with them in their Washington, D.C. home in Virginia one time as well.
What was that like? Did you watch TV, make sandwiches, hang out?
Yeah, I was. Well, so Mr. Dingell and I were flying to Washington, and the flight was delayed and further delayed. And by the time we actually got there, it was something like midnight. And I was adamant about offering to go stay with a friend or stay at a hotel. And actually, Debbie said, no, 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 absolutely not. You will stay with us. We have a spare room. And I got there, and I'd sort of just started working for them, so I thought, oh, goodness, I'm like...
staying with a congressman.
In his house. It seemed like the wildest thing in the world, but it just felt like you were with family. She had a bed made up for me and, you know, left a note saying, here's what you need to do. Wake us up. Ask us if you need anything. And that's just how they are. It wasn't like you worked for them at a certain point. It was like you were just part of the family.
How unusual do you think that is for a member of Congress?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I think it's unusual. I think we have a few really good members of Congress in Michigan, in particular, that I think it's not totally wild.
Okay.
But I don't think that's how every member of Congress is.
What about the relationship between John and Debbie themselves? Debbie talks about they were together for 40 years. And what kind of a relationship do you think they had?
You know, I think it was a partnership. Hmm. If I were to tell you the things that I'd say John Dingell loved the most, certainly Debbie is at the top of the list, followed by his constituents and his staff and the rest of his family. They were just so connected at all times. Even when he was the member of Congress, she was very involved in supporting the district and supporting the constituents here. And, you know, once he decided to retire and she took over, it continued. We've still been in touch with Mr. Dingell. He still attends events. I think it's just such a... I've never seen anything like it.
Mm.
You may have heard him many times refer to her as the lovely Deborah. And I think that's how he sees her in his mind.
And she also refers to him, even he's been sick for a while and he had a heart attack a few months ago, but she still always says he's in charge. Did you get a sense of, does he have a stubborn streak or is he strong-willed or where does that come from?
He was certainly stubborn. I don't know that I'd say that he was in charge, but I appreciate that she says that. I think they're both very strong-willed individuals, and that's part of what they loved about each other. They really needed to be, mm-hmm. to keep up with one another and to be as passionate as they were and to spend so much of their lives just doing things for others. That's, you have to be that strong-willed and passionate to keep up with that.
Is there one John Dingell story that stands out in your mind the most?
Yeah. You know, we had a lot of really long days, and I recall asking after about a year of working for him, and we're driving home from Ann Arbor over to Dearborn. I think it was maybe 11 o'clock at night. And I said, and I could tell he was tired. And I said, sir, are you, you know, we really don't need to go to quite so many events. You know, people know you, they know you care. And I said, you know, why do you do it? And he said, well, why wouldn't I? We work for the people. That is what we do. And it doesn't matter if you're tired. It doesn't matter how far you have to travel to get there. He would always just say, we work for the people. That's my job. And that's just what we do.
A little more inside information from you, Jason Morgan, as you're staying with the Dingells. And John is known for having over 252,000 followers on Twitter. Everyone wants to know, did he really tweet all that himself? Did he have help with that? Or was that really John Dingell we were seeing in the tweets?
I think you can tell from the tweets that is certainly John Dingell. I don't think there's anybody else in the world who could you know, have that level of charm and humility and
humor.
Of,
they're pretty funny.
And certainly humor. So they were certainly John Dingell's voice at all times.
And you yourself are involved in politics. What will you carry with you moving forward that you learned from John and Debbie Dingell?
Yeah, certainly between the two of them, the biggest thing is just that level of commitment to service. I did not necessarily have a life plan of running for office. It wasn't something I thought I'd do. I moved down to Ann Arbor in Washtenaw County here about 8.5 years ago. And if you had told me then that I'd end up running for county commission and serving as chair of the board here at any point in my life, I would have thought you were crazy. But it's just sort of something I fell in love with watching John Dingell and watching Debbie do it. I think you can see it in when they're in the community. There's just this level of passion and commitment to helping people, to serving people, and just to being a genuinely good public servant. And for me, after a while of working for him and seeing that, I thought, I want to be one of those people. I want to be somebody who cares that much about helping people.
Jason Morgan is a Washtenaw County Commissioner reflecting on his time as an aide for John Dingell. Thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Absolutely. Thank you.